it's so good to see how the place is just packed full.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. I thank the Lord for Gail Stiles and our activity department and CNAs. Whoever helped you get in here, we thank God for them. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? It's good to be loved, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I want you to know today that God loves you with everything that God has, and He is complete.
Amen.
He loves you.
Yes, He does.
All of His heart. Pastor Nikki, open us up with a word of prayer. And listen, are y'all listening to me?
Yes.
I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to let it all hang out. Okay? It's time to smile. It ain't time to be afraid. It ain't time to be worried. It's time to celebrate the goodness of our God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. Open us up.
Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, we love you and praise you and thank you for your love for us, that you would send your only begotten Son, Jesus, God in the flesh, to pay the price for our sin. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way home for us, that we may be forgiven, we may have your righteousness, our hearts cleansed and pure, so that we can come before a heavenly, holy, righteous Father in praise and worship and honor him and obey him. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your Spirit. Fill us to overflowing with yourself, that we might be refreshed and renewed. Show us anything in our hearts that's not pleasing to you. Put your finger on it, Father, and help us to repent. Help us to understand how we've sinned and how we can come back to you through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You promised, Father, that if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Father, that you give us a heart of love, a heart of peace and joy and patience, goodness, all the things that are part of you. May we be more and more like Jesus, Father, that we might glorify you and honor you. Use us today and the rest of our lives to produce fruit for the kingdom, Father, in your precious name. And Father, I pray if there's anybody here today that's not sure they have eternal life, that today would be the day you would open their eyes to understand that Jesus paid it all on that cross, and they can have forgiveness of sin and the gift of eternal life if they'll just reach out and receive it. In Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen.
Come on, let's holler amen. How many of you realize that we're one day closer to eternity?
Amen. Amen.
How many of you can say for sure, I'm one day closer to going to heaven?
I'm one day closer to going to heaven.
I pray that each and every one of you really know that when you take your last breath here, that you're going to wake up in the arms of God.
Amen.
Oh, we're too near home to turn back now, right?
That's right.
So don't give up.
No.
Don't turn back. Amen. I hope you enjoy this whole song that says I'm too near home.
I'm too near home, heaven's reward. I am.
you to have peace of mind today.
Yes.
And if you don't have peace of mind, life is pretty rough, isn't it? God wants you to have peace of mind. You can have peace of mind in this nursing home. I found peace of mind the day that Jesus come into my life.
Amen.
And I'm learning more and more about how Jesus brings us a peace that's not of this world.
That's right.
And God don't want you to worry. God wants you to know that you're special. We're one of kind. There's no two people alike. Even twins have differences, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So there's only one of you. There's only one of you back there. God made you the way He wanted you to be. And he didn't make another one just like you.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible says that we all are made in the image of God. And you know what? The devil brought sin into the world through Adam and Eve. But Jesus came to get rid of that.
Amen.
Jesus came to get rid of the sin in your life and my life. And praise God, it's so good to be free, isn't it?
Sure is.
It's so good to be free. I look at all of you here today, and I want you to know something happened to me when I seen people bringing so many in. I said, Lord, 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 it was worth the drive to Jacksonville from Salt Spring.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we don't understand. We have to take the long way home, don't we?
Right.
There's no shortcut to following the Lord. Sometimes He'll take us places we don't want to go.
That's right.
Sometimes the Lord will put us in places we don't want to be. But praise God, His promise says, I'll be with you.
I'll be with you.
I'll be with you. Even to the end of the age.
That's right.
Oh, beloved, if I could give you anything, I would give you Jesus.
Amen.
You know what? The Lord wants us to meet with Him. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And He prayed to the Father. He said, Father, if there's any way possible, take this cup from me. And I'm sure a lot of us have prayed that. God, if there's any way possible, take this off of me. But you know, sometimes we're in the middle of a storm to draw us closer to the Lord. Let's say, God, draw me close to you, whatever the cost is.
Lord, draw me close to you,
yes,
whatever the cost.
And we're going to sing and play this wonderful old song that says, I come to the garden alone.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about all of the people that came by here that's going to be in the healthcare business. They're being trained to take care of people like you. And we need to pray. We need to pray for them to know Jesus so that they can have a heart that really understands everything you need. Amen?
Amen.
It's not enough just to take care of the body. We need God-fearing people to take care of the body and the mind and the spirit, amen?
Amen.
And we have some activity people here that's working here at Jack's Nursing and Rehab that I've known for about 26 years. And there's some of them, I can tell you right now, they love the Lord.
Yes.
God's brought some of our staff through cancer and all kinds of family problems and everything else. And they're still working here, taking care of you. And I tell you what, you are special.
Yes, you are.
And you need to pray for God to send God-fearing people to work in nursing homes.
Yes, amen.
People that will pray for you when nothing else works, they'll lay hands on you.
Amen.
I tell you what, I believe in laying on of the hands and praying, but y'all.
I do too.
Praise the Lord. We'll sing this song for you before we bring you a short word today. It's called In the Garden. Garden. We need to find a garden somewhere to pray, right?
That's right.
The garden can be in your bed.
Yes,
ma'am.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear beyond my ear, the Son of God is glorious.
Because I love him, and because I'm called according to his purpose.
Amen.
Today I'm going to speak to you for just a couple minutes, and then I'm going to get Pastor Nikki to finish it up. I want to go to the book of Matthew, and the red lettered words is the one that Jesus spoke out of his mouth. And I want to tell you what Jesus said about his coming back for us. How many of you really believe the Lord is coming back?
Amen.
That's our only hope.
That's right.
And Jesus is coming back to take us to a place he's prepared, and we'll have eternity with him. No more sickness, sorrow, pain, no dying up there.
Amen.
There'll be a new heaven and a new earth where everything will be perfect, godly love. It's going to be a wonderful time, but people are living today like there's nothing going to happen when they die. But it's appointed unto a person wants to die, and then the judgment. Folks, God's judgment has already begun on this whole world. God is shaking this whole world, getting us ready. We need to get ready, get ready, get ready. Jesus is coming back for his bride, for his church. Red, yellow, black, or white, if we're born again of the Spirit of God, we are family. We're all in this boat together, folks.
Yes.
We're all in it together. And we need to let our light shine. And we need, you know, I've heard it since I was a little boy, and I'm 78. I heard my mama talking. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. She took me to church. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And you know, it's been said for so long that people, they just don't believe it anymore. But I believe he can come this very minute, and he can shake this place, and the godly in Christ would rise with him. Just our clothes would be left behind. Wheelchairs would be left behind. Medicine would be left behind. We'd have no need for anything, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Let me hear somebody say amen. Hear this, amen. God loves us and wants us to be with him, but we have to make the choice.
That's right.
Each one of us, your mama can't do it, your daddy can't do it, your preacher can't do it, your friends can't do it, your nurse CNA can't do it. You have to make the choice.
That's right.
And I'm saying today, Jesus said in the 36th verse of the 24th chapter, he said, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Only God the Father knows what he's going to say. Okay, that's enough. And he's going to say, "Son, go get your people." And the Bible says, on that day, woo, on that day that the graves are going to open up. That's why I know if I go to the grave, then it ain't going to hold this body down. Because when the Lord comes, when the last trumpet sounds, I'm going to come out of that grave. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. We don't know what we will exactly look like, but we know we look like Jesus.
Amen.
Because he said so.
Amen.
Did you finish it?
I'd like to finish it with 1 Corinthians 15 as an encouragement to all of us. Paul is talking about the resurrection. And he says in chapter 15, verse 20, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we know that we too are going to rise. We have hope because he rose from the dead. And we know that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for us. And he can hardly wait until we get home. But he's waiting on the Father to say, 'Son, go get your bride.'" And then Paul goes on to say, "For since by man came death," we know Adam caused death, By man, Jesus, came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. We're going to be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
Amen.
We don't have to fear death. Jesus took care of it for us, didn't he?
How many of you, when you go to bed at night, you sit there and worry about how you're going to go to sleep? I can't explain it. When I go to sleep, I don't remember when I go to sleep. Yeah. But I wake up the next day and I know that I've been asleep. I know that. Well, I can't explain all the things about God, but I know that what he says is going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
And God wants you to have peace of mind. Listen, just because you're in a nursing home, you still need to hear the truth. And the truth will set us free. Amen?
That's right.
So, listen, if you have Christ as your Savior, don't sit around like it's the end of the world. It's not, the good stuff ain't even begun yet. But it's coming. It's coming.
Amen.
And today, I want to say a prayer in closing, and I want to give you the opportunity, as I said at the beginning of the service, nobody can make this choice for you. You have to make it yourself. So I'm asking you today, is there someone here today that you have decided you're going to give all of you to the Lord, repent of your sins, and be born again of the Spirit of God, and know that you're safe eternally?
Amen.
Is there one that would raise your hand today or more?
Amen.
Let me pray for you right now.
Amen.
Great. That's it. That's right.
Amen. Yes.
You're making a good choice.
Yes.
Amen. Anyone else back to there? We got a lot of people. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Lord have mercy. What y'all holding back so long for? I'm glad you didn't hold back until we left. Let's all pray together right now. What do you say?
Amen.
Father, I thank you for the decisions that these precious men and women have made. And Lord, we ask right now, and they are agreeing with me in this prayer, that we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We believe that Jesus came to this earth through obedience to the Father, his love for the Father, his love for his creation, and was a perfect sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. And right now, we ask for forgiveness, and we send the devil bags packed out of our life and receive Jesus Christ, and we are dedicated to follow you until we see you face to face. In Jesus' name, I thank you, and let everybody say,
Amen.
Amen. Well, in closing today, we want to make sure that you get a newsletter and calendar, and we know that we have time restrictions here. So what I'm going to do is probably get one of our precious ladies to give out the newsletters and calendars. And we have a few gifts. We have some CDs too. They're free. Everything's free. And I'm going to get Pastor Nikki to come and sing this beautiful song for us.
Let me bring this closer.
Okay. Honey, you can come on in if you like. A little more. Turn it sideways, my love. That's the best we can do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What are we singing?
The goodness of God.
Oh, I love it. his son.
The goodness of God. How many will say we serve a good God? Amen.
I love you, Lord.
Thank you.
For your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.